Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weisapp. Today we've got an emergency broadcast. Is it an emergency? I don't know. I gotta hype this up though. No, I'm calling it an emergency because I feel like this video on YouTube is gonna get taken down that I'm gonna be talking about today. We're talking about Bohemian Grove, all right? In the history of conspiracy theories, this is one of the staples. I've never devoted an entire show to it. I've talked about it countless times over the years. Historically, we know that Alex Jones was the guy. He was the guy who, him and Mike Hansen, broke into Bohemian Grove in disguise, incognito, and filmed the big owl cremation of care ceremony. A big to-do, right? Cementing Alex Jones's place permanently in the world of conspiracy theory. And today we're going to talk about another, and I think a couple people have broken in over the years, so I don't know how revolutionary this particular one is, but my man, Dr. Anteater, shout out Dr. Anteater. He's probably gotten more shout outs on this podcast than anyone else, because he deserves it, right? He sent me a link. He said, bro, someone else broke into Bohemian Grove. And I said, okay, let's take a look. And the YouTube username Dancer, I don't know who the guy is, he went in and filmed the whole thing. Uploaded December 2nd, 2023. So I wanted to quick hurry and record this so that you can go watch it. It's only like 27 minutes. And it's pretty cool, right? It's kind of spooky, right? Kind of Blair Witch vibes a little bit. But my man got all the way in, all the way to the owl. It's pretty neat. Because, you know, back in the day, and Alex Jones did it, the footage is pretty grainy. I should review that. I haven't seen that in, I mean, that was early 2000s I watched that. That was pre-Isaac Weishaupt existence. We're talking way back when, okay? But today we're going to go through the video because I've got some very interesting findings. Very interesting findings that I saw in the video. I looked in the YouTube comments. No one seemed to be talking about it. And I thought, well, your boy's got to get on here and let the world know what I saw. What did I see? I saw proof of a theory presented many times over the years that there is, in fact, some Epstein-esque prostitutional type activities, blackmail video camera type stuff going on. Yes. We're going to read you from the book, The Definitive Authoritarian Source on Bohemian Grove, by Mr. Michael Hansen, the guy who infiltrated Bohemian Grove with Alex Jones. And if you stick around, you might get an Alex Jones impersonation. Is it going to be good? Hell no, it won't be good. But it's going to be one. Okay? Now, and a foreword by Tex Mars on this book as well. Another OG in the realm of conspiracy. Now, I'm going to post, let me make a note here on my little, like I said, this is an emergency. This is an unpolished episode. I wanted to get on here and drop the damn thing. I'm going to drop it like it's hot. I'm going to bust a link to the video on YouTube, provided it's still up at the point you see it. The username, again, is Dancer. Okay? And if you watch the... First, I'm going to walk through the video, talk about some interesting points. Also, while I'm talking, go to my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Quit playing. If you ain't on there already, I don't know what you're doing. Are you even a real listener? Are you a real fan of open-minded free thinking? Maybe you're not. Then stay away, because I don't want you on my team. And you know I'm joking. I know you're an open-minded free thinker. Get on my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. I need you to like and subscribe. Follow, please. Because I'm going to post images that I'm going to be talking about today. I took some screenshots for you, some screen grabs. I'm trying to make this as seamless and painless as possible for you to understand that there's something very dark and insidious going on with our elite world leaders. And celebrities and politicians. Of course, not every single one of them. I got to throw the caveats out there because some people can't handle this stuff. And they start doing crazy stuff. It's not every single one of these people. But it's definitely some of them, all right? So Let's walk through the video first, and then we're going to go to our proof. Proving these theories discussed many years ago. What's the damn copyright on this book? Let's see. What's the square root of this apartment? This says 2012. This is the third printing from 2021. I'm actually shocked this is 2012. I thought this was going to be older than that, but regardless. Okay, so on the Dancer video, Mr. Dancer here, he talks about Bohemian Grove briefly, about the significance of it. He posts some clips from Alex Jones's and Mike Hansen's infiltration. He posts a clip from, he said, oh, History Channel was here. They got arrested, and he plays a clip. And I've seen that clip because I watched that episode. It was on, I think it was called Brad Meltzer's Decoded, if I'm not mistaken. It was a Brad Meltzer production because he's that bald-headed guy with the glasses who writes books about conspiracy topics. Very mainstream guy. And he has three people with him that are investigating the conspiracy theories, okay? And they went to Bohemian Grove in that episode. And as the story goes, they went to sneak on or something like that, and they got arrested and got mug shots and all that. And the lady comes out, oh my God, that was the worst experience ever, being in jail overnight, blah, 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 right? Here's the thing, though. Brad Meltzer is CIA affiliated. And this is what sucks, is I don't have the proof of this still, but there was a Costco connection, of all things. Let's see. I'm gonna go to his wiki. I told you this is an emergency broadcast, folks. Okay, here we go. All right. Well, it says it on wiki now, but I read it on, because I followed Brad Meltzer back when he was doing all his stuff. I thought he had an interesting show, and he wrote a bunch of books about these topics. And I read the Costco connection, and he, in the article, talked about being part of the CIA in some form or fashion. I couldn't find the dang article anywhere, because I remember trying to cite that and reference that after the fact, and I couldn't find it. Doesn't matter. It appears that on Wikipedia now, it shows it. It says, oh no, okay, and they referenced the Washington Post. Very good. In September 2006, Meltzer participated in a work group with the CIA, the FBI, various psychologists, and Department of Homeland Security intelligence staff to brainstorm new ways that terrorists might attack the U.S. Now, I don't remember if that was the detail in the article. I just remember seeing that, okay? And I thought, man, maybe that Meltzer guy's a disinformation agent. You know? He's very popular. He's very famous. People get that famous, I have a hard time believing it. I really do. That you can thread this needle. It's hard to believe. You know, Alex Jones is very famous, but he didn't thread no needle. He's been shut down and censored on every platform that exists. One of the world's most dangerous men. And that's the typical, and look, like I always say, I don't agree with everything Alex Jones says. That's not an endorsement of the guy. I still love him. He's an OG, right? And that's okay. Look, if we all agreed in lockstep, none of us would be real truthers. We all have our own filter and world perspective. And I don't agree with a lot of the stuff he says. And that's okay. He doesn't agree with the things that I say. And that's okay, too. I still love the guy. He's funny. But that's what it looks like when you pick up a following and you talk about these dangerous topics, is what Alex Jones went through. Now, justified or not, you could argue that, whatever, right? Because of the S-H-O-O, you know what letter event and what happened after that. I'm not getting involved with that. I'm just saying that that's what it looks like. It doesn't look like Brad Meltzer. Brad Meltzer's got TV shows and books, and he's in the Costco connection. He's famous. Talking about conspiracy theories. Why do you think that is? Why do you think they shut down channels like mine and Alex Jones and all that? Because it's uncontrolled conspiracy talk. So anyway. And quick grifter alley, thank you for supporting me on the supporter feeds. You're keeping this show alive. I mean that. I say it. I mean it. You're the best. Because if it wasn't for the Patreon, the VIP section, Apple Premium, your boy would just be working the dreaded day job, trying to move up that corporate ladder. Okay, Brad Meltzer, Costco. Oh yeah, what I was talking about was on the dancer video. He showed. He's like, well, this is what happens when you go into Bohemian Grove, and it shows that episode where they get arrested. I think Meltzer is part of a propaganda disinformation network, and they coordinated that to warn people not to go to Bohemian Grove. They wanted to show you on TV, like, this is what happens. Look, she had a terrible time. She went to jail overnight. Look how upset she is. She had a cheese sandwich, sleeping on concrete. That's what you're going to get when you try to get in Bohemian Grove. That was the messaging. So you watch this video, the dancer video, and I got to tell you right now, you got to turn the volume way up. And if you're broke white trash like me, you don't have a YouTube premium subscription. I refuse to support them anyway for canceling me. They canceled me back before people were getting canceled. And I had the volume all the way up because dude's, he's infiltrating Bohemian Grove. He's whispering. So you can't hear it, right? So you'll be watching, and then bam, here comes an ad. All loud as hell, make you jump. It actually adds to the vibe. And dude's kind of funny because he is sneaking in very stealthily, and he gets into like one of these buildings, and he's moving objects, and it's loud as hell. He's dragging these big, heavy things. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? You're going to get caught. Anyways, he canoes up from, I don't know, some lake, and he goes through the woods, and he goes on, and he finds a path, a road, if you will. He notes that there's a bunch of houses and stuff, and sort of, I don't know, halls, convention halls, where people get together, and, you know, it's like the Freemasons, they're out there selling pancakes, or whatever it is they do, I don't know. He goes into one, and it's got a kitchen. And the kitchen's got lots of owl-themed items. It's very strange. Like, they have one, a dirty, I think, towel bin, and it's got the owl, the Bohemian Grove owl on it. It's really strange. And I'm going to put the images on the Instagram for all this crap, so listen up. Better follow. He sees this marker board, and he takes note of it. He even slides it out a little bit, very loudly, of course. And he doesn't really revisit that. And this is one of the items that I wanted to do this show. If you look at it, and this is where you need to get on the Instagram right now and take a look, zoom in on this image we're talking about while I'm speaking to you. If you zoom in on it, you can see a bunch of names, okay? I'm going to zoom in right now. You're getting the fun version of the show. This is the live, unpolished. Okay? And it says, it labels out different sections. Section, yeah, I can't really see. Section F, section 5. I can't really, it's kind of blurry. But under each section, they have paired up names. Okay? And like I said, it's kind of hard to read because it was so quick. It looks like, I don't even know, Taryn and Brandon, then there's Sebastian and Kate, then there's Diego and Elle, then there's Cole and Ava, then there's Heather and Nicholas, Suzanne and, I can't even read that, Justina, some other names I can't read, okay? And it's like that on this whole board. And what you'll notice next to the name, next to some of the names, is in parentheses a number. For instance, that Taryn, what I think it says Taryn there, says 14. Next to Kate, it says 20. Next to Elle, it says 26. Next to Ava, it says 28. Those are all the female names. I named off pairs of male and female, and the females have numbers next to them. And you know where I'm going with this. And what's even more disturbing, in the third from the right section, looks like section 5. I can't really tell, or D. I don't know. Section D. It says Elizabeth and some other name, and it says Elizabeth is 8. And then it has a bunch of other names. I think it says 12, 16, 22, 26, 22, 26. All right. You get where we're going with this, though. And then in the last section, section F, it says, happy last day. Thanks for coming in. With the an emoji of a sort of halfways smile, like the eyeballs and then a backslash. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's put on our conspiracy hat. And this is all theory. I'm gonna triple emphasize that just to be on the safe side here. This is a theory. I, of course, have no idea what any of this stuff means. But what I can tell you is that he goes through Bohemian Grove and sees a variety of houses or cabins or whatever. And he makes note of how many there are. He says there's a bunch of these things. Well, I'm going to guess that the VIP, because here's the problem. And we're going to go into this here in a second. Bohemian Grove is supposed to be a boys club. No females allowed. So why are there female names here? Well, there's a theory, and I'm going to go into that here in a minute. Once we get through the video, we're going to dive deeper into this. There's a theory that, well, some females are allowed on there, and they are used sexually, okay? Which leads me to wonder if that's what this list is, which makes me wonder what the numbers are for. You know what I mean? I don't see number 42. I don't see number 58. I see, if it's ages, I see 20-somethings and teenagers. I would assume the male preference. Call me crazy. And then, thanks for coming in. Is that a double entendre? I don't know. It's very strange. Okay? But, of course, I can't tell. I'm going to let you think about that and see what you think. I want you to think about that long and hard. But yeah, that, and I'll put the image of the dirty linen that has the owl symbol on it and stuff. Now there's another shot where he goes into a cabin and he sees a variety of there's art on the wall, okay? And we're going to come back to it, but there's one of them says, it all looks like founding father type stuff. And one of them says kidnapped, okay? We're going to come back to that. Another one says Grendel, which is a character in Beowulf. That's like Germanic mythology stuff. There's imagery of like Revolutionary War type stuff. It makes me think of Francis Dashwood and the Hellfire Caves, because that was about the same time. You know what I mean? And then there's one that says Booth Brothers. I can't make heads or tails of what that means or says. I'll put that image on there too. But he peeks in at this hall. And then there's like this big, creepy Native American looking, I don't know, monster. It's really strange. You got to see it to believe it. And then in the kitchen, he also sees, I can't even tell what they are. These like owl looking, they're stacked up. I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't even guess what they are. It looks like masks, I don't know, of owls stacked up. Like they hand them out to people who show up for the pancake breakfast. Okay. Now we're going to come back to that. Remember the kidnapped thing, okay? The kidnapped thing. Because we're going to come back to that. Okay, where are we? Okay, so he goes through all the kitchen stuff. He's like, I got to get to this owl. And he finally finds it. The reservoir, which is a big lake in front of the owl, a reflecting pool in the occult, right? That's why you've got male obelisk phalluses always juxtaposed with the female reflecting pool, all right? Like the Washington Monument and the, the reflecting pool across from it. It's a symbol of duality. That's what these folks are into. And we're going to come back to that too. But the reservoir, it appears to be just about empty. So there goes the theory that there's skeletons at the bottom of it. You know, because the theory is that they do human sacrifices at this big owl. And maybe they burn the body and let the bones sink to the bottom. I don't know. So he gets to the big old owl, and it's covered in moss. And the people in the YouTube comments, they have no clue, right? They have no clue. And they're like, oh, this thing's thousands of years old. Look how old that is. No, it's not. I'm going to talk to you about that soon. There used to be a big statue of Buddha there. Anyway, he goes up to the owl and he t- taps on it and it sounds hollow. And he goes, oh, it's hollow, which shocked me because I always thought it was a big stone owl, which they even present that idea in this book. So I'm curious if that thing is really hollow. And it would actually make sense because they made the original Buddha statue out of plaster of Paris. So maybe it is hollow. Maybe it's not stone. Okay, so he goes to the owl. He taps on it. It's hollow. Then he notices a bowl, or some would say an altar, near the feet of the owl. And I'll put that image on the Instagram too. The altar would be the place where they do the blood sacrifice of the child during the cremation of care ceremony, allegedly. It doesn't look quite large enough, though. I'll be honest. In the video, it appears that it's maybe a foot or two. It's not as large as I thought it was going to be. I could be wrong. Maybe it's just for blood. Maybe you fill it with blood. And he's kind of looking around the owl, and he goes into this sort of cabin that's a control room of sorts. And when he leaves the cabin, and you got to see this to believe it. I'll put the screenshot because he glosses right past it. In the ground is a cross like you would see in a burial site. And it's a little cross at that. I don't know. Is something buried there? Is something little buried there? Is it one of those names we saw on the board of the females? I don't know. Remember the Eyes Wide Shut movie? I did many shows on this. Ironically, synchronistically, I'm not one to kiss and tell, but I actually bought this book to prepare because I want to do a show with House and Habit. I want to do we talked about Bohemian Grove, I think, either during the show or after the show, and I want to come back, if she'll let me, back on her show to talk about Bohemian Grove. So I'm going to do a deep dive into it. And we talked about Eyes Wide Shut on her podcast. I need to get that uploaded to my feed. I'll do that. If you haven't heard it yet, go to House and Habit on Substack. It's a huge following. Check out my podcast we did on there. She interviewed me about Eyes Wide Shut. We went deep. So deep. Check it out. Should I put a link in the show notes? Let's see if I remember. Link. All right. Now, so Eyes Wide Shut, right? It's about this sacrifice of the goddess as a ritualistic event with prostitutes. Very similar, right? Do you see the connections here? Eyes Wide Shut, Epstein, Bohemian Grove. All right, so then we see the cross, right? And again, no one mentions any of this in the comments. I thought, man, is anybody watching this? Is it just me? So he leaves, and he goes to escape, and he gets out. You know, it kind of has some suspense, a little scary, like he's stuck there because there's this creepy fog that rolls in. Then he's able to finally get out, and he gives a shout out to Reckless Ben for info on how to get to this place. Reckless Ben, he's one of those, I don't know, YouTube personalities. He infiltrates things. Ironically, I actually just recently only heard of him for the first time watching this documentary about McKinney Manor because he went there. I think he went to the new one that's apparently not as brutal. I don't know. All right, now. Okay, so that's the video. I'll put the link. You should check it out. It's pretty cool. They'll probably take it down. Now, let's go into the conspiracy deep dive of what we watched. What is happening? All right, the owl. Let's talk about that first. Like I said, the owl used to be a big Buddha statue made of plaster of Paris. Even Hansen says that the owl could be made of stone or concrete, which I've heard many times. Dancer suggests it's... The dancer video suggests it's hollow. It says here on page 73 of Mike Hansen's Bohemian Grove Cult of Conspiracy. To Bohemians, the owl has come to symbolize the wisdom of life and companionship that allows humans to struggle with and survive the cares and frustration of the world. 40-foot concrete or stone, sources vary, owl stands at the head of the lake in the grove, built to serve as a ceremonial site for traditional Bohemian rituals. The Owl of Bohemia is used yearly for the cremation of care ceremony. Now that explains the Beowulf reference in the deal, because you know, Germanic paganism is, you know, tied to Bohemian stuff, right? But before the owl, the Bohos used to worship a different idol, a huge statue of Buddha. No kidding. According to the National Park Service, which controls the lands surrounding Bohemian Grove as part of the Muir Woods National Monument, the 70-foot Buddha statue was constructed of plaster of Paris and built in the late 1880s. The statue deteriorated over time, and by the 20s, there was little left. Around 1929, the Bohemians thought it wise to replace the Buddha with the owl statue that stands by the lake today. Yada, yada, yada. Anyways, you get it. Now, the altar, right? That little bowl, that altar. Let's talk about that. Page 248. And note that I didn't read this whole book cover to cover yet, okay? It's got a great little index in the back. I looked up a bunch of various terms that were relevant. You know? You don't got a front to kick it. I didn't read the book yet. I did mark my spots, though. Okay, you ready? Page 248. There's an altar at the bottom of the owl, and when you're up around it, you can tell it's an altar. But the funny thing about it is that this owl statue up close looks like it's a million years old. It has moss all over it, and it appeared to me as if it were built of stone or rock. It actually only looks ancient, but the fact that it had been placed there since 1928. Apparently, the Bohemians had it made to look like it's been there for thousands of years. Okay. Now, what's the meaning of the owl? A lot of people mistakenly call it Moloch, which they actually talk about that in the book. Moloch is the bull god that they would sacrifice children to in the fires of Moloch, okay? In the Bible, back in Bible-y days. Well, the theory is that this thing has the same sort of energy of the Moloch. It's worshipped as a deity, and you do human sacrifices to it. So that's where the Moloch idea came from. But an owl is actually symbolic of Minerva, or wisdom. All right? Let's go to... And in the book, there's a few ideas presented throughout the book. Go to page 80 here. The owl throughout occult history usually is a symbol of female entity such as Athena, aka Ishtar, or Isis, a prominent member of the Babylonian and related pantheons, known among other things as the goddess of wisdom. Considered the mascot of Athens, the owl was even named for the goddess Athena. How much do you want to hear? We're going to skip some of that. And the final one, okay, and then they talk about the Statue of Liberty. Many believe that the torch is a symbol of the future role of Lucifer controlling America, blah, blah, blah. In the final analysis, the Great Owl of Bohemia symbolizes the cult of Isis by symbolizing all four of its gods, Ishtar, Lucifer, and by virtue of the associated flames representing abandonment to Lucifer, stimulated desires, Dionysus, and the greater Moloch, Satan. Now, it's funny because Ishtar is represented in Eyes Wide Shut, right? The eight-pointed star that we see all throughout Ziegler's mansion and shows up in the rainbow fashions in the room where there's two guys prostituting Malik's daughter, his underage daughter. A lot of connections here, right? Seems kind of odd. All right, now... I got one more interesting reference here. This one's where it gets real, real weird. Page 309. It is a conversation between Tex Mars and Alex Jones. Okay, here's Tex. Well, first of all, Alex, I find it very interesting when you mentioned that they began to chant and began to worship and call for the Owl of Babylon. That's very significant. Well, I'd like to read, folks, from the Woman's Dictionary of Symbols and Sacred Objects. Let's just call this a witchcraft encyclopedia of sorts by Barbara Walker. And on page 404, Alex, she discusses the owl and its meaning in witchcraft and the occult world. Let me just read a part of it. She says, "The wise owl appears with witches at Halloween, the Celtic fest of the dead. It has a past association," she continues, "with many forms of the Chrome goddess." Chrome. I never heard that phrase. The Chrome goddess. "Also, it is associated with Lilith, Athena, Minerva, and the owl-eyed goddess Marie." When I hear Marie, I think of the Virgin Mary. I think of False Maria from Metropolis, which, fun fact, Beyonce's Renaissance, the new movie she's in, it depicts her as the False Maria. It's the robot of licentiousness, if you will. It says that these goddesses often were said to take the owl's shape as their own. And it goes on to say the owl was known as a bird of death. It says that to the Babylonians, the owls were ghosts of women who died in childbirth, calling for their offspring. It says there's a time-honored connection of the midwife goddess with owls. Then, interestingly, it says in medieval times, the owl was sometimes called the night hag, like the daughters of Lilith, who were possessed by demonic succubi. Female spirits with owl wings were feared as potential kidnappers of infants. Now, a couple things. The owls are not what they seem. We know that from Twin Peaks, right? We've talked about Twin Peaks many times. Hopefully, you're joining me in the Grey Lodge. Laura, I got Laura in the studio with me right behind me. She's rolling her eyes still. She doesn't know she buys into all this stuff quite yet. Speaking of which, I got new Twin Peaks shirts coming soon. Stay subscribed to me on all the places so you hear about it first, because I sold out of the pre-orders on the first shirt, the Dale Cooper coffee shirt. This one's going to have Dale and Laura. It's going to be great. All right, so, but listen to that. I'm going to reread that sentence. The owls were the blah, blah, blah. The female spirits with owl wings were feared as potential kidnappers of infants. Remember we saw the thing about the kidnapping. What was it called? Let me look. Look on that image again. One of the posters, it said the kidnapped, I believe. Yeah, it just says kidnapped. As I said, this is me looking at a screenshot of this guy peeking into this building here. It's also very odd. Now, women. Let's wrap it up and talk about the women here, because I think this is like the strongest theory that I've got going on. And this book is full of references to women at the Grove, because it's a very sort of controversial thing, right? They didn't let women there. But yet, there's reports and claims that women go there. What are they doing there? It says here that at the Grove, the home away from the home, the men watch and participate in plays and comedy shows in which male actors portray women dressed in drag. Although women are not allowed in the Grove, members often leave at night to enjoy the company of the many prostitutes who come from around the world to this annual event. Employees of the Grove said that no verbal description can accurately portray the bizarre behavior of the Grove's inhabitants. Well, that's sus, huh? But let's keep going, because there's more to it. Page 55. As we all know by now, women are strictly forbidden as members or guests of the Bohemian Club, at least officially. But what goes on unofficially is quite another story. The bohos claim that the very presence of women would ruin their freewheeling frat party atmosphere. In other words, they would have to behave. Bohemian wives have had concerns for decades. They heard rumors of wild orgies, prostitutes being brought into the Grove by the busload, and other strange sexual goings-on. Even a century ago, wives of the Bohemians began to question their husbands as to what they did over the summer vacation, or was it all just good, clean fun? After years of steady pressure, the wives were finally allowed to visit the Grove and see for themselves, not only not during the annual summer encampment in July. The rest of the year, Bohemians were free to bring their wives and children out to Bohemian Grove for family picnics, swimming, and games of dominoes. According to a 1980 statement from the club's president, women could enter the Grove only under chaperone. The all-maleness of the club reaches back into a patriarchal past that saw women as inferior humans and encouraged the celebration of male superiority in private associational settings. Despite contemporary New Age male bonding cultural ideas, the Bohemian Club's patriarchal tradition belies any modern attempt to justify male exclusiveness as a separate but equal process. This is an issue the Bohemians in the future are going to have to face. Okay. So there's another reference to women not allowed and allegations and rumors of prostitutes. Okay. Let's go to page 200. This is kind of long, so I'm going to try to paraphrase as I go. It's in a section called Sex at the Grove, Porn and Prostitutes. Our story of the porn prostitution connection to Bohemian Grove begins at the famous, or rather infamous, Mitchell Brothers O'Farrell Theater in the Tenderloin Red Light District of San Francisco. For years, rumor has been that the Mitchell Brothers were the Grove's main supplier of strippers and high-class call girls from their legendary talent roster, and that they would then in turn tape their own girls engaged in sexual acts with the bohos. Okay, and then in this chapter, he brings up eyewitness testimony from former Mitchell Brothers dancers who were prostituted to the Bohemians and pornographically filmed at the Grove. Then it goes through the history of the Empire of Smut, because the Mitchell Brothers were instrumental. They filmed a movie called Behind the Green Door. And he notes in here, the plot of this film involves a young woman who is kidnapped and forced to perform in a bizarre live sex club. And that one starred Marilyn Chambers. It's a porno classic. All right. Okay. Which made me think of Las Vegas. There's a sex club called the Green Door. And I think, well, geez, I wonder if that's where that name came from. All right. 332. Let's see what's on page 332. Okay, so now he is interviewing Dr. Peter Phillips, who wrote a doctoral dissertation on Bohemian Grove. An expert, if you will. And he asks, he says, what about the no girls policy at the Grove? Did you see any women inside? And he said, I did observe women there at the bar in groups, and I did observe club members coming and sitting down with them. And they brought busloads of women there in the past. So, I mean, if you put 3,000 rich guys together in one place, of course there's going to be some of them who jump the river. It says, author's note, apparently none of the Bohemians bothered to clue Dr. Phillips in on the fact that the girls he saw hanging out at the bar were strippers and prostitutes. He seemed to be unaware of this. Stands the reason that the Bohemians would not tell him the truth, as he was an invited guest writing a critical piece about the club, and naturally, the Grovers wanted the most favorable coverage possible. Of course, right? They're not dummies. Oh, man, I lost a sticky note there. Okay, page 205. I'm almost done here. We're wrapping it up, folks. Put your seats in the upright position. Stow your belongings. All right, here we go. Now we're getting into the dark underbelly. Page 205, sexual abuse. In more recent years, troubling new information has come to light in the testimony of CIA mind control survivors involving sexual abuse they suffered at the Bohemian Grove. According to these reports, some of which are included here, the types of abusive perversions they were subjected to at the Grove make the much ballyhooed Abu Ghraib torture photos look tame by comparison. All right. Then, let's see. Because I think they referenced Kathy O'Brien. Here we go. Yep. Page 207, it talks about the book Transformation of America by Kathy O'Brien. And it says, in her published memoirs, O'Brien writes of her visits to the Bohemian Grove, secretly approved by top insiders. Her programmed mission was to take part in porn films shot at the Grove and entertain in the various secret live sex rooms located within the massive property. Now, if you're taking notes, if you're a listener of the Breaking Social Norms podcast, we did a bonus episode over there recently about the connections of Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein, and Robert Maxwell, and the Mossad and the CIA and all kinds of stuff, right? casually, right? That show isn't a deep dive conspiracy show. That's more of a let's shoot the shit and kind of have fun. You know, a couple of guys drinking some beers, not censoring our language. One of those deals. And the idea is, you know, now that it's come to light that Epstein and intelligence agencies were allegedly, possibly hand in hand working together to film blackmail of various politicians and celebrities in order to control them, to enact policies that were favorable for the people in these circles. I'm going to read to you from Kathy O'Brien's book, Transformation. I forgot the full title. Let me look. Trans, spelled T-R-A-N-C-E, Formation of America. This is from the 9th printing. This was released in 95. All right. She says, Michael Dante's pornographic filming abilities served several purposes. Aside from producing porn according to Reagan's own well-known perversions and instructions, Dante was present during many key international government gatherings. Oftentimes, when I and others were prostituted to various government New World Order leaders, Dante had hidden cameras filming perverse sexual acts, apparently for future blackmail leverage. Isn't that something? Everyone's talking about the same thing, but all of it's conspiracy theory. Okay. These videos were scandalous in proportion and were usually ordered by Reagan. Dante turned the videos over to Reagan and covertly kept copies to protect himself. Dante converted a small room of his Beverly Hills mansion into a security vault, where he kept his personal copies of the international blackmail porn tapes there. Among these internationally scandalous tapes are numerous videos covertly produced at the supposedly secure political sex playground in Northern California, Bohemian Grove. According to Houston, Dante's high-tech, undetectable cameras and used fiber optics and fisheye lens were in each of the elite club's numerous sexual perversion theme rooms, which made me think of those different buildings that Dancer on the YouTube kept seeing. I mean, that's pretty interesting, right? What are the odds? My knowledge of these cameras was due to the strategically compromising positions of the political perpetrators I was prostituted to in the various kinky themed rooms. I was programmed and equipped to function in all rooms at Bohemian Grove in order to compromise specific government targets according to their personal perversions. Anything, anytime, anywhere with anyone was my mode of operation at the Grove. I do not purport to understand the full function of this political cesspool playground, as my perception was limited to my own realm of experience. My perception is that Bohemian Grove serves those ushering in the New World Order through mind control and consists primarily of the highest mafia and U.S. government officials. I do not use the term highest loosely. Also, I should note, the mafia seems like maybe there's some ties there, because I'm researching a show about Roseanne Barr. Stay subscribed to my podcast is all I'm going to say. All right. I got a show about Roseanne coming out soon. I read her book. She sold her soul to the devil. And man, I was reading about, she mentions the National Enquirer, which made me think about, you know, Generoso Pope Jr., who started it and worked for the CIA psychological operations. Oh boy. And they were closely affiliated with Trump. Nothing new under the sun here, folks. The same theories popping up 40 years later. All right, back to Kathy O'Brien. We're almost done. I do not use the term highest loosely, as copious quantities of drugs were consumed there. Project Monarch mind control slaves were routinely abused there to fulfill the primary purpose of the club, purveying perversion. Bohemian Grove is reportedly intended to be used recreationally, providing a supposedly secure environment for politically affluent individuals to party without restraint. The only business conducted there pertained to implementing the New World Order through the proliferation of mind control atrocities, giving the place an air of Masonic secrecy. The only room where business discussions were permitted was the small dark lounge, affectionately and appropriately referred to as the Underground. So, in conclusion, I think we've got links of the occult, intelligence agencies, and the rituals, like the underground, right? They call it the underground. Underground is where initiates first go in the death and rebirth ritual to face death. They go underground. They get buried underground, then brought back to life, reindoctrinated with the occult concepts of reality. And what are those occult concepts? It's about worshiping Lucifer. It's about embracing the dark side. It's about shattering social norms. It's how perverted can you be? How, you know, in their subjective term of woke, it would be, how are you woke enough that you can kill a human being? Like, do you, because they subscribe to social Darwinianism, right? The might is right. It's a Church of Satan doctrine. It's very capitalistic in a sense, or libertarian probably, but it's very much the idea that the biggest, meanest dude deserves everything, so you got to be the most evil person you can to get ahead. All right. And of course, there's links to Epstein with all this stuff. I mean, he was just doing the same strategies. He probably learned it from people that went to Bohemian Grove, of how to blackmail people through sexual appetite. And it also makes you wonder if sex and sexuality isn't oppressed by the social conditioning, by the social norms, so that there is some kind of way they can take people down. You know? There's a lot of shame and guilt behind sex and porn and all those things. And, you know, it depends on your personal take. Like, I'm very progressive when it comes to those kinds of things. I think if you're not hurting anybody, like, go for it, man. You're consenting adults. I don't care. Do what you want to do. Consenting adults. All right. That's the key. And when you look at the history of pornography, yeah, there's lots of bad stuff there, but it's a different world now, right? It's a different world. You've got people doing OnlyFans where they can be their own boss, and that's great. They don't have to work for the system, man. I don't hate on that. But anyway, yeah, you get where we're going with all this. The idea is that they have a construct there, and they use it against, they'll have politicians and celebrities show up Bohemian Grove, bust in all the prostitutes and the strippers, some of them underage, possibly, according to that marker board. Then they film them doing this stuff. And then later on, when, you know, Congressman old Pervo Pants, Congressman Pervo Pants, has to vote on a bill, his little buddies who were at Bohemian Grove and have the video footage, they say, hey there, partner, maybe you should vote yes on this one. In case you didn't know, we could release this video and you're going to lose your elected position, you're going to lose your family, you're going to lose it all. You know, it's the blackmail system that Epstein allegedly, or maybe even not allegedly, I don't know, I'll say allegedly, was running. So there you go. I'll put links in the show notes. Check out that video by Dancer, and shout out to Dancer, man. The balls of steel that guy had. I'd be spooky and scared if I tried to do that, but that's pretty cool. I'll put links in the show notes. You can, and also check out my appearance on House and Habit, where we talked about Eyes Wide Shut, because she knows a lot about the political landscape, and we tied into that with Eyes Wide Shut and Epstein and all that. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening to the show. Oh, another favor before you go. I need you to leave a 5-star on Apple Podcast. I'm at 2,900 reviews there. I need to get to 3,000. Why? I don't know why. I the OCD in me, it drives me crazy. And I say, man, I'm so close. Let's just make that a 3.0K. So leave a 5-star review, please, if you haven't already. Okay. Thanks for listening to the show. Stay subscribed, because we're coming back with a red hot episode about Roseanne Barr selling her soul to the devil. Her words, not mine. All right, folks, stay woke.